both of these sweeteners have long lists of negative health risks for you. I think the thing that bugs me the most is that these sweeteners confuse your whole system. Like, you can't really tell when you're full. And for example, you know, if you're having a meal and you're having a soft drink with your meal, or, you know, diet or otherwise, you know, it kind of tricks your brain a little bit, and you can't tell if you're, you know, suddenly, you know, what normally would have been a regular portion size, suddenly you're going to have twice that much, and then probably the three-tiered dessert after that. And if you were just maybe having water, or I don't know, even some mineral water, you know, that whole big chemical reaction wouldn't have happened. If, you know, there are chemicals in your foods, processed foods, that do the same thing, but, you know, gosh, just by looking at the beverage that you're having with your meal can make a big difference in your health. And, you know, when we look at ways to get around the soft drink habit, we can think about maybe having some mineral water with a little bit of juice in it. You know, sometimes that helps you transition over. My favorite beverage with a meal is a little bit of water, sometimes some herb tea, a little bit of fizzy water sometimes for fun. And that's just one change that can have a huge impact on your life. And so, you know, when you eat a meal, your body is always trying to figure out what the heck you just ate. Is it a friend or is it a foe? And the body's identification system is real simple, you know. It's trying to get nutrients out of whatever you just fed it. And it's trying to figure out, you know, trying to not freak out by the weird thing you just fed yourself. And so so part of the show is about simple little changes that help you make better decisions, or decisions that can help you feel better throughout the day. And so when we come back from a break, we're going to start with our guests today. I think you're going to be blown away.
Hey, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
Hi, this is Trudy Pratt. Have you tried the new Air Park Cafe lately? Owner Cindy Norris is known for her veggie scramble. It includes hash browns and toast for $6.50. It's my favorite breakfast in Reading. Air Park Cafe is located at Benton Air Park, where Gold Street meets Air Park Drive. The hours at the Air Park are Monday through Saturday, 7:30 in the morning to 2 p.m., and on Sundays a bit shorter, from 7:30 in the morning until 1:30 p.m. Come and watch the planes land at the Air Park Cafe.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past and present, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
Hey, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to my show, Positively Healthy, here on KCNR. Well, you know, we've got two guests in the studio here today. Our first one is Carrie Ann Gein. Welcome, Carrie Ann.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and our topic today.
Okay, well, I guess a little bit of educational background is I've been trained as an elementary teacher, and I have my degrees in school counseling and school psychology, but I'm currently a stay-at-home mom. And
way to go.
Yeah. And that is definitely a full-time job. I have another one on the way, so this will be my third child. Great. And recently, over the past year, have really started to study the topic of genetically modified organisms and how that affects our food and our bodies.
Our listeners may have heard of, you know, GMOs. You kind of hear it here and there. Something will say no GMOs or, you know, but people have really no clue what that means. And so our topic today, even our producer Jim said, you're going to define that, right? You know, and it's like, yeah, we are. Because whenever you say genetically modified organisms, it's so tongue-tying and it sounds scary and hard. And pretty soon you just tune out. And so, you know, thank you. We're going to cover the first half of our show today will be about genetically modified organisms. What are these things? An organism sounds like some weird thing in your food. And then we're going to talk about healthy food. You know, what is it that people eat? And there's a whole lot going on. You know, a couple of weeks ago in Reading, we had a movie was shown called Food, Inc., and over 250 people crammed into the First United Methodist Church, and they learned a lot about our food supply, why it needs a little, you know, sprucing up, and a lot about, like, what foods are healthy, what can people be eating. And so we're going to talk about real food here in the second half of the show. Our next guest is Shelly Rogers, and welcome, Shelly.
Thank you.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a nurse practitioner for the last 13 years and a nutritional therapist for the last two.
Great. Okay, and then you also are someone attracted to this whole GMO thing. And so how did you get into that?
Well, actually, I got into Weston Price, and I know you haven't mentioned him yet, but I got in through that way, and I went to a conference and then heard Jeffrey Smith speak about genetically modified foods, brought it home, presented it, and then Carrie Ann has taken the ball since then.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, I attended your speech. You know, you spoke for our Weston Price Foundation.
Right.
And it was such a fabulous introduction to this whole GMO topic. And Carrie Ann was there. And, you know, sometimes you just hear something and it changes your life. And you could see her just have this great big aha and realize that, oh, my goodness, you know what? This is huge. And I need to really spread the word here. And she started becoming our local Reading expert. And so, Carrie Ann, I mean, I just love the fact that it just took you by storm.
Yeah, it sure did. When I first heard the information, I had obviously heard the term GMO, like most people. We don't really know what that means. You know, what does that mean for people? And so, yeah, as soon as I heard some of the information, I went home and I started researching everything I could online and bought books and DVDs and just really filled my head with as much as I could to learn about the topic.
Well, let's start by telling the folks out in radio land, what are these GMOs? What are they?
Genetically modified organisms are made from taking the genes from one species and inserting them into the genes of a different species. So you're crossing the species line there. And the reason they do this is to get a specific characteristic. So, for instance, a big GMO crop is soy, and so their plan was to make soy be able to resist the herbicides that they spray on them. And so they took that gene from a different plant, put it into the soy. So when the soy grows, they can just go and spray the crop with herbicide,
okay,
and it won't kill the soy, but it will kill the bugs.
Okay, so it's the design then would be to have this really, really strong soy plant that you can just do anything to and it won't die, but everything around it will.
Right.
Okay, so the idea is to make a really tough strain of soy.
Correct.
Okay. And so in doing this then, to someone's ear that might sound like a good idea. Now, what kind of complications does that come with?
It does originally sound like a good idea. The problem is they passed all these different foods that they've done this to and put it into our food system without any tests on how this is affecting humans, basically. Many animal studies have been done, independent studies of the industry, and in every single one, organs have been failing. Lots of different health issues have been coming up because of it. So the fact that they're feeding it to the general public without our knowledge, or most people's knowledge, is one of the biggest issues.
So we're kind of the living experiment, huh?
Yes, we are the guinea pigs.
So when you say organ failure, I mean, that's a little drastic. So, like, what is it that you've read that is happening to either animals or people or, you know?
There have been toxic and allergic reactions. There's been thousands of sick, sterile, and dead livestock, damage to almost every organ and system studied in the lab animals. There's a book called Genetic Roulette. It's written by Jeffrey Smith, and it is just completely full of all these different studies and all the research that has been done. But nothing has been really publicly put into the media in the United States, where it was put out into the public in, let's say, Europe, and Europeans really took a stand against GMOs. And now in Europe, there's not GMOs in, let's say, McDonald's, Safeway, all the major chains there. They have removed the GMOs. And if there are any foods with GMOs, it has to be labeled in that country. But in this country, people just don't take a stand against it because we haven't been educated about it.
Aha, that's changing, isn't it? Okay, here's the beginning. So in Europe, the people said, I don't think so. But here, we just don't know enough about it.
Right. Okay. So we're trying to get the word out.
Now, so you've just taught us, really, kind of that it's a pretty serious health risk, as the possibility of being a pretty serious health risk, and that it's in soy. So we've got that. Okay, where else do we find this?
There are five main crops right now to look out for. Soy, over 95% of soy is genetically modified. So basically anything you buy that has any soy ingredients, such as soy protein, vegetable oil is a lot of times derived from soy. Soy lecithin, even the words natural flavors can actually be taken from soy products. Mm-hmm. Corn is another one. Over 85% of corn is genetically modified. So look, like you spoke about the soda pop, the corn syrup in it.
Absolutely.
Even the aspartame, you know, possibly it is genetically modified. So if you're drinking diet stuff, that's also a genetically modified ingredient. But back to the crops. So we have soy and corn and canola. Over 88% of canola is genetically modified. So most of the ingredients that you would find is canola oil in the foods. And then cotton, you just look for the cottonseed oil in some of your foods. And then the newest crop that they brought up is sugar beets. And they just allowed that to become genetically modified in the United States. So we have the five: soy, corn, canola, cotton, and sugar beets. Those are the main ones that you really need to just read all of your ingredients when you're buying food and be aware of what's in your food.
Okay. And so, listeners, if you want to get out a pen and paper, we're going to go back over that here in just a couple of minutes. So when you're talking about sugar beet, now immediately we think of, you know, like sugar, right? Where else do we find sugar beets?
Basically, they are taking the sugar from the sugar beets and putting it into the ingredients in processed foods. So it's not as prevalent as the other ones yet because they just started doing that recently.
And then, you know, we think of, you know, there's always worry about the vegetable crops, and you hear things about, okay, if the wind is blowing from that crop over to that organic crop, you know, that we're doing all this hybridizing. And I mean, there are some crops, right, some vegetables. Like, take us through what you have here on these smaller crops.
There are some smaller crops to be aware of. It's a smaller percentage, but yellow squash and zucchini are the two that you would, you know, find in your stores here. So it would be better to buy organic because organic foods cannot be genetically modified. Hawaiian papaya, over 50% is GM, and they're saying a lot more just because of the pollination and crossbreeding with the seed, and then also the Quest brand tobacco. So those are the very minor crops to look out for, but the five main ones are the ones that you really have to watch out for.
Excellent. Okay, well, you're listening to Positively Healthy with Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we'll be back right after this message.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hardnail Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Trade Winds, 144 Hardnail Avenue in Reading.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers. Listen Saturdays as I host Senior Solutions. I will focus on informing our aging seniors and their families of resources in Shasta County. Guests will join me in discussing home care, estate planning, health care issues, veterans benefits, financial concerns, and area agencies and resources. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Spectrum Prosthetics, Sierra Oaks and Oakdale Heights of Reading, Nancy Goddess Elder Law Attorney, Shasta County Adult Protective Services, and Owens Healthcare and Pharmacy. That's Senior Solutions Saturdays at 1, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I and the crew would like to thank each and every vendor and customer for going to the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. It was a huge success. Even though it's warming up, winter will be with us a few more months. Come by and see us at the RV and Boat Show at the Anderson Fairgrounds, March 5th, 6th, and 7th. With tax time coming up, let us show you how we can save you money every month with a Monitor or Toyo kerosene heater. We don't claim to be the oldest or the biggest stove store out there, but we do like to say our service is number one. We have bulk oil, kerosene, diesel, gas, and propane. Our estimates are free. We still offer the gift certificates and everything we sell and deliver. We have plants in Weaverville, Corning, and Reading, open 5 days a week, half day on Saturday. And remember, if you're not a Northern Lights customer, you will be. Give us a call at 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just
hi, welcome back. You're listening to Positively Healthy, and I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. Our two guests in the studio today, we have Carrie Ann Gein and Shelley Rogers, both experts on genetically modified organisms in our food supply. And I wanted to go to Shelley. Shelley, tell us a little bit about how you, like, you also did a lot of research here, and when you learned about GMOs, it was kind of mind-boggling to you as well.
Yes, I originally heard it at Weston. Foods out of our food system.
Now, would you say he's our number one national researcher and advocate for
at
non-GMO
this point, yes.
Foods? Okay,
I would
yeah,
say so.
You see him around as an expert.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Carrie Ann already said it. I mean, the way you avoid it is to go organic. Now, organic farmers will tell you there still is no guarantee because of the drift of the pollen from the GM crops. There's no guarantee, but it's the best they can do. And organic farmers do no GMOs.
Okay, just the fact that it's organic means no GMOs.
By definition.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when you, maybe I should not say you, because you've been eating organic clean food for a really, really long time,
mm-hmm.
but when you're working with patients, like how, what is it that you're recommending they do? I mean, if they really aren't going organic, how is it that you help them steer? So, for example, I mean, it looks to me like corn being one of the higher,
yeah.
you know, I mean, if you're going to have a corn tortilla, you pretty much need an organic corn tortilla to not be at a health risk here.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people, if they tell me that they can't, because of expense or something like that, that they can't go organic, you can give them some places that they can go to where organics are pretty inexpensive. And in this local area, Carrie Ann would probably know that.
Mm-hmm.
Those places, but and also local farmers. Local farmers in general do not do genetically modified crops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when it comes, you know, GMOs, I mean, what corporations or the big GMO corporations, like who is it that you're trying
well,
to?
They're hidden.
They're
it's
hidden.
Monsanto seed.
Okay.
But you don't see that. They're just, they're in the conventional food supply. And about 54% of our conventional food supply is genetically modified. In fact, you know, most people, if they are eating from the conventional foods food industry, most every meal has something genetically modified in it.
So when we look at these health risks of just organ damage and just a disaster for the digestive tract. You know, you can see that if you can't afford to go organic, you could at least get your corn organic. You could get it, you know, right. I'm not a big advocate of soy, so I'd probably just skip that completely, along with cottonseed and, you know.
Yeah, there are a lot of different oils you can use besides cottonseeds, but the main thing is to get the processed foods out of your food.
Right. I'm just thinking, like, if you were going to have a piece of bread and just make sure, even if it wasn't organic, you could make certain that there was no corn in your bread, no soy, or no canola oil.
Right.
You know, something like that, where you could still choose possibly a piece of bread, maybe that's less expensive, mm-hmm. but whole wheat and, you know, with real ingredients.
Right. There are some companies that are voluntarily putting labels on. So it'll be non-GMO food product,
yeah,
or that sort of thing. So you can look for those too.
Carrie Ann, what are those boxes that you brought in the studio today?
Well, having a family of four growing to five, we have to really work on a budget. So, like Shelley said, it can be quite pricey to try to, you know, switch everything over to organic. But there are companies that may not necessarily be organic, but they definitely support the idea of being GMO-free. So one of our favorite veggie burgers, we occasionally eat meat, but sometimes we also do the vegetarian stuff too. Most vegetarian meats would be consisted basically of soy. So Dr. Prager's is a brand. You can buy this. I buy this at Trader Joe's. I think you can buy it at Orchard. And it's not very expensive, and right on the front it says GMO free. So there is, if you look on the ingredients, there is soybeans in it, but they have to be non-GMO sourced because they have put it onto the label that's GMO free. So, and it also has cornmeal in it, but it has to be from a crop that is a conventional crop. It may not be a organic crop, but it's conventional where it is not genetically modified.
Okay, so here we're looking at a company who decided to be GMO-free. It's on the label, and they're bringing a ready-to-go product for someone to heat and serve as a veggie burger.
Right.
Okay. What else do you have there?
Well, I have kids. They love crackers. So a great place to find inexpensive organic foods is at the grocery outlet. It's right over by the post office off of Churn Creek. And they have, in the middle section of their store, is just a couple rows full of organic foods, organic cereal, organic crackers. They even have organic chocolate, you know, and different items that most people really enjoy, but you know that you're buying a GMO-free product. So I have Annie's Homegrown Organic Buttery Rich Bunny Classics.
They look very kid-like.
Crackers, yeah. My kids love them.
Kid-friendly.
Yes.
And I feel good because I know I'm not putting, in my opinion, a poison, you know, into their body, you know, and I know that I'm feeding them something that has real ingredients in it, and it's not a genetically modified ingredient.
Excellent.
Another example, actually, most of what I brought is from the grocery outlet, and this is Amy's Pizza Spinach, and it is made with some organic ingredients, but all of it's not organic, but it says on the front, there's a nice little stamp here that says no genetically engineered ingredients. So that's another way you can word it, genetically engineered or genetically modified. Those are both the same. So.
Oh, excellent. Now, what do you pay for those products? Just, you know, off the, I have no clue.
Yeah. The pizza, it's, I think, just under $4. So, you know, it can feed our family pretty well for a meal. The crackers would be about $1.99 versus probably close to $3.99 in a different store.
Okay.
So, and there's, you know, the thing about the grocery outlet is that some of their products outdate a little bit faster, but you still have, you know, enough time to eat them without worrying about catching up to that date, and that's why they can reduce the prices of them.
So they're close to the expiration date, but not
within
over.
Within a few months, okay. Right. It's not like a whole year away versus, you're buying it maybe 3 months before it outdates versus, you know, 8 months or whatever. So it's
a reason to eat it in the car. On the
So, yeah, the Dr. Prager's is probably about close to $3 for a box. But
how many do you get in there?
You get four. So, okay. It's, you know, it's a meal. And it's pretty good to feed a family of four for $3. That's, you know, not bad.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show, Positively Healthy. Our guests are Carrie Ann Gein and Shelley Rogers, and we'll be right back after this.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Hi, this is Trudy Pratt. Have you tried the new Air Park Cafe lately? Owner Cindy Norris is known for her veggie scramble. It includes hash browns and toast for $6.50. It's my favorite breakfast in Reading. Air Park Cafe is located at Benton Air Park, where Gold Street meets Air Park Drive. The hours at the Air Park are Monday through Saturday, 7:30 in the morning to 2 p.m., and on Sundays a bit shorter, from 7:30 in the morning until 1:30 p.m. Come and watch the planes land at the Air Park Cafe.
Have you ever heard of colon hydrotherapy? It's a way to clean, tune, and rebuild your large intestine. Chris Mann, owner of North State Hydrotherapy, is a certified colon hydrotherapist with a practice in Reading located at 3067 Victor Avenue. Chris rebuilt her own health using colon therapy and can help you. Call Chris at 223-3656. That's 223-3656.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Welcome back. Loving that music, Jim. Thanks. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show, Positively Healthy. And we're talking genetically modified organisms here. Coming back to our guest, Carrie Ann Gein. Carrie Ann, you were during the break talking about the FDA, and, you know, we often think that the FDA is here to protect us, you know.
FDA approved us being able to have it into our food system. Back when they were first testing it, the FDA scientists, their very own scientists, gave many warnings of unpredicted and hard to detect side effects, which included allergies and toxins and new diseases and nutritional problems. So their scientists even told the FDA not to let this out into the public yet until they did further studies. Well, those studies that they did were not publicly released, and the FDA went ahead and released them anyways back in 1996. So right now, there is actually no safety study that has to be done on genetically modified crops or ingredients. They leave it up to the industry, such as Monsanto, to report to them saying whether or not it's safe. And, of course, an industry like Monsanto, who, you know, their main goal is to get the money, and they're just going to go ahead and skew their studies to make it okay, to seem okay. But like I said, every independent study that has ever been done on this shows drastic effects on animals. So it's definitely something that needs to be taken a look at, and we do need studies on further studies to make sure that it would be a safe thing for people to eat.
You know, sometimes it's almost surprising that we're even sort of walking around, you know, that we're even kind of here and doing sort of okay, you know. It's like, yay us. Shelley, what did you want to add to that?
Well, I just wanted to say that there are research scientists that have actually been very brave, because a lot of them have lost their jobs. And it's not just here in the States, but also in Europe, speaking out against genetically modified foods because they have noticed that there have been problems with it. But unfortunately, that is not getting through to us. They're not allowed a platform for us. And so Monsanto, like she said, is the company that is in charge of our food safety at this point. And they are not only in their own company, but they're also in the government. And there's this kind of revolving door of industry people going from industry to government and back again. And it's been that way for quite a few decades now.
Our current food czar of the United States is Michael Taylor, who used to be the attorney for Monsanto and has been back and forth two or three times between the two different branches. And you'll see that over and over again. You know, people are placed in the government who have been with Monsanto, and, you know, just, you know, the power is kept within a few people, and it's, you know, that's how things get passed.
Now, in Europe, The consumers said, I don't think so. Now, in our country, we still have that same right. We can still decide that we would like these GMOs at least labeled, right?
Right.
I mean, that's still something that we can do.
First step.
Yeah,
we want a
so
choice.
First step is your own choice to steer around these things. Mm-hmm. We can see that, you know, if you've never heard of GMOs, which is the point of the show, is to get the word out, then you can learn that you would like to steer around them. And you know, Carrie, I have people getting their pen and paper out. Why don't you give those crops again?
Okay. So the five main crops to look for in your ingredients. So everything you buy, please read the ingredients, especially any processed foods. So look for soy, anything that is derived from soy. The second crop is corn. The third crop is canola, the fourth crop is cotton, and the fifth crop is sugar beets. And like I said, sugar beets is the most recent one that was added into the food supply.
I remember you telling the story that, you know, maybe a company like Safeway, when they make a product, say maybe a TV dinner, they're going to make a special one for the United States that has GMOs, but then they're going to also make that same product without GMOs and send it off to Europe. And I think somehow that bugged me.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought, well, heck, you know, here we are. If we can send the clean stuff away, mm-hmm. and we're going to use the junky stuff here, you know, come on us. You know, that's just, you know, you're only taken advantage of as much as you want to be, you know. So at some point there, it's time for us to wake up and smell the cappuccino. So, yeah, I can see that there's a lot for people to do. Now, if they're just riveted by this information, like you both were, like, where do they go from here? What resources do you have for them? And are you comfortable giving your email address if they want to find you and kind of get on the bandwagon?
Yeah, that would be fine. I would highly recommend checking out www.responsibletechnology.org. That is a great resource. It takes you to lots of different places, but it also has audio CDs that you can download for free. You can make copies of it, pass it out to people. You can also watch a DVD of Jeffrey Smith's lecture. Like we talked about before, Jeffrey Smith is kind of the guru of genetically modified ingredients in this country. And it's a great resource, and that's my first place that I would recommend going to. A book that really is a great introduction to the topic is written by Jeffrey Smith as well, and it is called Seeds of Deception. And that is it's actually a very easy read. It's not all this scientific technical terminology, and
yeah.
It's you can't put it down. When you start reading it, you read the first chapter, and I guarantee you'll change the way you're thinking about your food.
Excellent. Okay, and then Shelley, what resources would you recommend?
That's basically it. I mean, a responsible technology will take you to a lot of other links, a lot of other resources. So that's the place to start.
Okay. And then if you want to find me, you can find me at drtrudypratt.com, and then we can send your email off to these gals. Does that sound like a way to go about doing it?
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, we're going to take a break. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we'll be right back after this message.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
I'm a wife, a mom, and a grandmother, and for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m. on the Conscious Living Show. It's your time. Let's talk health, love, life challenges, and so much more. Set your dial at 1460 on Saturday at 11 for the Conscious Living Show, brought to you by Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga and Hilltop Medical Clinics.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military veteran talk radio show. This week on Frontlines of Freedom, we're going to talk with the American Legion. You're going to be amazed at all the different things they do. Then we'll talk with Dr. Barbara Van Dalen, who created Give an Hour as a way of helping military veterans and their families. And on News and Comment by the Colonel, we're going to talk about the nuclear Iran. I look forward to you joining me this week on Frontlines of Freedom.
Saturday afternoon at 2 and Sunday morning at 8 here on KCNR 1460.
Looking for fun and feeling cruising.
Oh, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to my show, Positively Healthy. Well, our big topic today is genetically modified organisms, and we've got two experts in the house. And we had a couple of more, just a few more points we wanted to make about GMOs, and then we were going to start talking about healthy food and the budget, people's budgets, and how they can just start eating a little bit healthier foods, taking some steps in that direction. Before we head there, let's, Carrie Ann, let's just have you cover a few more topics that you were thinking were kind of important for folks.
Okay, yeah, it's you've heard about, you know, all the different reasons not to eat GMOs, but one of the most powerful ways that we can stand up against it is by choosing not to buy ingredients or foods that have GMOs in it. So as consumers, to be able to make a change in this country is by buying foods that do not have GMOs in it, such as in Europe when they stood up against it. It takes, Shelley and I were talking about it, and it takes between 5 and 10% of the population to make a change in their buying habits, to make a tipping point large enough to show the industries that, wait a minute, you know, these people are not buying.
Old when they're first eating them, and any nutritional value is so long gone. And so I wanted to sort of head back into this idea of, you know, what the heck do you guys eat? You know, you health freaks, you know, what are you eating? And so Shelley, why don't we start with you?
I eat what everybody else eats. I just eat high quality, minimally processed, naturally raised and grown food.
So what does that mean? Like, what'd you have for breakfast?
What did I have for breakfast? Okay. I had actually a cheese tortilla.
All right. See, people can relate to that.
So the difference was it was organic, raw, cheddar cheese, organic, okay, and sprouted organic corn tortillas.
Oh, okay.
And organic salsa.
Oh, poor you. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm really suffering.
Yes, you are suffering. And Carrie Ann, what'd you have for breakfast?
This morning we made a protein shake with organic yogurt, just plain yogurt. We added some frozen fruit into it, some frozen blueberries and strawberries, and a little bit of protein powder made from organic whey. And, and that was great. My kids love it. And then we also had oatmeal. I added some raisins and ground up some almonds and dates and just put that in there because that's a natural sweetener. And and if you want it a little sweeter, we use a little bit of agave nectar to put in there and add a little bit of organic half and half or rice milk or, you know, just something to mix it up with. And my kids love it. We love it. We eat oatmeal probably 3 or 4 times a week. And I know people are like, oh, but if you actually doctor it up a little bit with some fruit, dried fruit and nuts, and it's great.
Okay. Well, you know, I had a piece of toast this morning, a sprouted wheat, whole wheat piece of toast with some cheese on it and a big handful of almonds. You know, it's just sort of a quick out the door kind of thing. It's not really anything I want to brag about on the air, but here I am bragging about it on the air. So let's talk about the cost of what you just had. Like, how much did that cost you?
I actually don't even know.
Okay, I'm going to guess what I had was probably 75 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say mine's probably a couple dollars.
Couple dollars?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you think you were?
For the whole family combined, probably between $3 and $4.
Okay.
Yeah. With everything.
And where do you think that plays into what maybe someone else would have spent having a processed?
I think it's comparable. In fact, cereals, extruded, dry, cold cereals, are one of the most expensive things you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
And for what they put in it, you don't get much in return.
Okay. And then if you were to have like a microwaved hot pocket breakfast thing, how much are those? How much would something like that be?
Probably around $3.50
per person.
Oh, for the box. So
for the box. Okay.
Yeah. I haven't bought it. But
I'm talking to the wrong people here.
Yeah. I don't know.
That would be my guess.
Okay. So then, when we look at making a meal, you know, like we were talking at the break, and we know I'm fixated on the crock pot, you know, because I use it all the time, and Shelley was saying, you know, a lot of people need to think beyond dinner tonight. But what are you going to have tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm.
And explain to us what this whole thinking ahead thing can do for either your budget or your health.
Well, as far as, you know, most people, they take out meat in the morning to get ready for that night. And if you really want grass-fed meats, which have a good balance of omega-3s and omega-6s, which is what's important is the balance, you get grass-fed meats. But they're a little tougher. So you put them in the crock pot, let them cook a little longer, and then you have the most tender meat that you've ever had. But you have to do it a little bit longer than what you would with conventional meats.
So what would you recommend to people if they're going to do a crock pot meat? Like, what is that? Give them a recipe or a concept.
Any roast, beef roast, pork roast, a whole chicken, you can put those all in the crock pot, any of those.
And then what are you adding to it?
Well, I often just add water, spices, and then at the end I might add some vegetables, you know.
So when it's close to being served?
Right, a little bit closer, like an hour or two before, some cabbage and onions and carrots.
Okay, and Carrie Ann, how do you plan ahead for your family?
I am currently working on that a little bit with my family because it with kids, it's, you know, that's the biggest problem is that people don't plan ahead. And with me, you know, my foods in my house are organic or GMO free, but a lot of times I'm doing things last minute. So
if you are doing it last minute, I mean, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is it that you're making? Like, what would be a healthy dinner for your fam?
Last night we had, we have some, it's actually made out of rice, some spaghetti made out of rice from, we can buy that at Trader Joe's. And it is jarred tomato sauce, but it it has olive oil in it versus soy oil. So that's something that I would look for. And then we add fresh zucchini. We just, you know, you just saute some fresh zucchini and onions. That's real quick. And you add the sauce to that. And then we have a big salad on the side of that and some garlic bread. And, you know, you had mentioned before the bread, it doesn't have to necessarily be organic, but you just look for ones that don't have, you know, the ingredients that we talked about. And a great place to buy a lot of different options for breads and things like that are, I would say, Trader Joe's. They have really great prices for a lot of those. Yeah. I would say 90% of my shopping is at Trader Joe's, and I can find a ton of organic and non-GMO stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we'll be right back after this.
Have you ever heard of colon hydrotherapy? It's a way to clean, tune, and rebuild your large intestine. Chris Mann, owner of Norstate Hydrotherapy, is a certified colon hydrotherapist with a practice in Reading located at 3067 Victor Avenue. Chris rebuilt her own health using colon therapy and can help you. Call Chris at 223-3656. That's 223-3656.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
This was his old chair, the one he used to sit in Sunday afternoons watching the football game. Well-worn but rich in character. You brush your hand over the back of the chair, thinking to yourself, he really isn't gone. He's just out in the backyard raking up the last of the leaves before the rain comes. But then you realize the yard's empty, and a wave of emotion overcomes you.
Grieving the death of a loved one takes time. McDonald's Chapel reminds you that with careful planning, your journey in life can be celebrated by those who watched in wonder at all your adventures. McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery can customize their services so that the family you leave behind can treasure those special memories. Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. Service beyond expectation is their promise. Funerals, cremations, burial services, and affordable pre-planning. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. Boy, oh boy, we're talking real food here with Shelley Rogers and Carrie Ann Gein, and we're going over, you know, just how easy it can be to have good, clean food for you and for your family. And I think one of the things I'd like to add is, like, portion size, you know? So I think one of the ways we're trying to help people shift, and I know that I'm always working on this, is to get that vegetable portion or vegetables kind of the larger, on the, you know, if we were to picture a circular plate, you know, it would be nice if half of that, I'm picturing dinner right now, if half of that plate was like a great big salad, you know? And then maybe there were two vegetables, even maybe some broccoli and some green beans, and then, you know, maybe if we're looking at a picture of a pie, maybe an eighth of that is a meat portion, hopefully an organic grass-fed kind of thing that doesn't have hormones, antibiotics, pesticides, and then a grain portion, something that's going to be either rice or potato or quinoa, you know, just something like that. And yeah, so it's smaller, you know, we just have decided, somehow we have overwhelmed our system with all of these carbohydrates and getting people excited about vegetables is one of my plugs in life, and one of the frustrations I see is that when it comes to having a great big salad, the whole thing can be wrecked by adding a little bit of a freaky salad dressing. You know, if you were to look for a convenient salad dressing out there, there really are very few that are olive oil based, you know, and they're full of canola oil, soybean oil, all these things that just need to get pitched out of your refrigerator. And Shelley, you were going to take us through the making of a really simple salad dressing.
Yes, this is a very basic salad dressing recipe that you can add to. So take 1/2 teaspoon of mustard, and add 2 tablespoons and 1 teaspoon of raw apple cider vinegar or raw wine vinegar. Mix that up. Then add 1/2 cup of olive oil, preferably extra virgin, cold press, that sort of thing, and just mix. Now later, that's the basic. That's
okay,
it.
Three things. So three we had
1 teaspoon mustard.
Okay.
2 tablespoons and 1 teaspoon of vinegar.
Okay.
And then 1/2 cup of olive oil. Mix that up. You can add your own garlic. You can add any kind of spices that you want after that.
Okay. And so then is that enough to last a couple of days?
It depends upon the size of the family. It usually lasts me about a week.
Lasts you about a week. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so from there, you would add your own, if you wanted to add parsley or basil or something to it also. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that easy?
That's very easy.
Yeah.
And it costs about the same as salad dressings, tablespoon per tablespoon, but a lot better nutritional value.
And, historically, if we were to add just a little bit of lemon to that, even trade out half of the vinegar for lemon, that's one of the oldest gallbladder cleanses that exists. It's this constant, everyday little healing miracle. If you can add a little bit of lemon with your olive oil and vinegar, that's just sort of been around since the beginning of time as a gallbladder, liver, little scrub. And so, food can be medicine. And so as we look to having broccoli or a green bean, how is it that you do that? What is it?
Well,
how do you prepare
I usually steam them slightly. You want them still to be bright green, and you still want them to have a little bit of crunch in them. But then I put butter on them.
Yay.
Because
Why?
You need the oils to be able, you need the fat to be able to absorb the nutrients.
Okay, and what's happened with this whole low-fat thing? What's happening to America?
Well, what I'd like to say to people is just because it's in the vegetable or the food doesn't mean it gets into you. So all our foods are intertwined, and many of them are fat soluble. So healthy fats are actually a good thing.
Okay, and so, and we've learned along the way, too, that there's a certain amount of fat you need to get all those nutrients. Minerals get absorbed better if you've got some fat on your plate. And so when we demonize all these foods that we've known, that traditional societies have eaten successfully since the beginning of time, and we just start, we've changed things around quite a bit now where people are pretty sick from processed foods, and the more we can get them to clean up and kind of, if you're totally confused, go back to, how did people eat 120 years ago? We hadn't started hydrogenating fats. We hadn't made margarine yet. I consider that just to be the beginning of the end for us. And then, the campaign to somehow convince us that that was good for us is, still completely confusing to me how we bought that. But I guess we bought cigarettes, too, as something that would be okay for us. And so when we're looking at trying to create healthy people, we're basically trying to get them to head back a little bit, It's so we have to sometimes, in order to look ahead, we have to look back. And that makes sense to a lot of people. The more we talk health and talk the basics of nutrition, a lot of the newfangled things we've done haven't always been considered progress, even though we wish they could have been. And so I want to thank both of you for being here today. I appreciate it. And next week, we've got more super guests. Thanks for listening today. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio for Reading. This is KCNR.